Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on GST reforms 2025, relief, simplification and growth for all. The participants are Sushma Ramachandran, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake.
Spotlight today is on GST reforms 2025, which have been described as a landmark step towards creating a more transparent, business-friendly and inclusive tax system in India. Let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say on the GST reforms.
साथियों, मैंने लाल किले से इस बार 15 अगस्त को कहा था कि भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म करना बहुत जरूरी है। मैंने देशवासियों से भी ये वादा किया था कि इस दिवाली और छठ पूजा से पहले खुशियों का डबल धमाका होगा। भारत सरकार ने राज्यों के साथ मिलकर के एक बहुत बड़ा निर्णय किया है और बहुत महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय है। अब जीएसटी और भी ज्यादा सिंपल हो गया है, सरल हो गया है। जीएसटी के मुख्यतः दो ही रेट रह गए हैं, 5% और 18%। और 22 सितंबर सोमवार, जब नवरात्र का पहला दिन है और ये सारी चीजों का मातृशक्ति को सत संबंध तो बहुत ही रहता है, और इसलिए नवरात्रि के इस प्रथम दिवस पर जीएसटी का जो एक रिफॉर्म वर्जन है, नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म किया हुआ, वो लागू हो जाएगा।
To help us understand the vision and impact of these reforms which the Prime Minister mentioned, we are joined today by Sushma Ramachandran, economic analyst. Sushma, how do you see what the Prime Minister was saying about two slats now that's going to be prevalent, how these reforms will come into effect from September 22, and how good are they going to be for the consumers?
First of all, the last question I will answer first. I think it's going to be very, very good for consumers, not just for consumers, but for industry, for trade. I think it's going to bring about an all-round feel-good factor in the economy. As for these the reforms themselves, I think we have been waiting for them for the last 8 years. We must remember that in 2017, when the goods and services tax was introduced, it was very difficult at that time to merge all the multiple taxes that we had, state taxes, central taxes, and the aim ultimately was to have GST is considered, the ideal is to have one nation, one tax. Now, we were not able to do that because we are a federal structure, there are states, and states were worried about the compensation. So it was only possible to create a GST which had all these multiple levels at that point of time. And over the next 2 or 3 years, the GST Council, which is the administrative in charge of this tax, did make at that time many changes to try and smooth out all the rough edges of the tax. But this big overhaul was awaited for quite some time, and it is something that we had all been looking forward to. The big thing was that the 28%, which was a very heavy taxation, that slab has been taken away, and the 12% also. So you have now two levels, that is the 5% and the 18%.
Let's hear what Sanjay Kumar Agarwal, Chairman CBIC, had to say on these reforms.
It is a very bold reform and it is very comprehensive also. The interest of common man is the foremost priority in doing this exercise, and it has been kept in mind that the items of daily necessities of common man are kept at merit rate. For that, a study was made how a common man spent his budget on his monthly buying. So once that study has been done, so the items on which common man spends his money, so those items have been kept at merit rate of 5%. So what Prime Minister has said in his speeches is actually the cornerstone or touchstone for determining the rates at which the commodity should be charged.
Sushma, with the themes of relief, yes, simplification and growth at the core, GST 2025 aims to ease compliance burdens, as you mentioned, boost economic activity and ensure balanced growth across sectors. So one pertinent question that comes to my mind is that we talked about how it's going to benefit the consumers. And will GST overhaul boost consumer spending?
Yes, definitely. I think there's no doubt about that, because ultimately, if you have, especially at the bottom of the pyramid, If you have people who are able to now buy, I mean, the GST, for instance, on footwear below 2,500 is going to be reduced. So a person will now have an ability to buy cheaper footwear. Now, it seems like a very small thing, but it is a very big thing for a person who is in the, you know, among the weaker sections of
but
society.
But what about the complication you mentioned that states have their own tax? Yes. So how will it? Will it not complicate things? That
is continuing. That I think has been
already... Will have already, no effect on the consumer?
No, that is already part of the system. So okay. The consumer okay. has, you know, has got consumer industry trade, is very used to it. It is part of the system okay. now. But the reduction in the rate of, for instance, as I said, whatever was in the 12 and 28% have come into 18 and 5 and largely into the 5%. So that is going to bring down the rates of a large number of items of mass consumption for people, whether it's food products, whether it's talking about footwear, whether it's talking about medicines. So a large number of items of mass consumption are going to go down and you are going to see the consumption of these go up. Now, once the consumption goes up, you will find industry increasing production to meet this demand. They will increase production, they will raise investment. And then hopefully we will enter into a more virtuous investment cycle. We hopefully will have a situation in which the animal spirits of the economy will be revived. Oh, don't forget about industry. Now, auto components, which were done at varying rates, have now been brought into one particular rate. Man-made fibers. Fibers and yarns were at different rates. They've now been brought into one rate of 5%. So for industry also, life is going to become much easier.
So are there any changes being made to input tax credit rules to reduce disputes and delays?
Yes, there have been some changes made over there and they are going to reduce the level of dispute resolution. And this has been discussed by many chartered accountants and tax experts. One thing I can mention is the classification area. Now, what has been done is that earlier, we all know the famous case of the popcorn that, you know, was whether it's salted or sweet, it's in different categories. Now, what the GST Council and the government has done is to put all food items of a particular category, they all go into the 5% rate. So you can have sweet popcorn, salted popcorn, it doesn't matter. Mm. It's all food items.
There's no dispute on that.
So you can buy namkeen, you can buy khakra, you can buy popcorn, as I said. There's no dispute. So therefore, a large number of the disputes which would actually reach the courts now going to become infructuous and, you know, you'll find much less litigation now.
So noteworthy is the fact that a lot of industry bodies have commented favorably on the GST reforms. Let's hear what they have to say. Ajay Sahai, DG and CEO, Federation of Indian Export Organizations.
The GST reform undertaken through the GST rate reduction and rationalization is a milestone for the Indian economy. This is not only will be propelling the domestic demand by reducing the prices of the product for the consumer. This has come at the most opportune time when Indian exports are facing huge headwinds, particularly with regard to high tariff by the US. It will encourage the export companies to look into the domestic market very closely. We are very much encouraged by the government decision to provide the GST refund within 7 days' time, which will help in easing out the liquidity to the export sector, which is a key challenge at this point of time.
Dr. Ranjit Mehta, Secretary General, PhD Chamber of Commerce.
GST 2.0 is a very significant reform which will reduce the compliance burden on MSMEs, on startups, on industry, and also it will boost consumption. Many things will be cheaper. I think after 2017, when GST was implemented, this reform was very much required. It will also help India to become Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Deshraj Bhadana, Director, Mobile and Electronic Devices Export Promotion Council.
This is a forward-looking reform that will support both businesses and consumers. In the electronics sector, the reduction of GST on air conditioners and televisions from 28% to 18% is especially welcome. This has been a long-standing ask of the industry and we are delighted to see it fulfilled. By making these appliances more affordable, the decision will stimulate domestic demand, expand household consumption and create the scale required for India's electronics industry to compete globally.
M. Sankar Marimuthu, President, All India Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Tuticorin, Tamil Nadu.
This GST reform, as mentioned, it's definitely a next-gen GST reform, and it's a very big bonanza for all the SMEs and MSMEs who are the pillars of the Indian economy.
Sushma, how do you see the implementation of rate cuts, and will companies pass on the full benefits to consumers?
A lot of them have made public commitments, so one would imagine that they would make sincere effort to do so. Now, you could have, you know, some smaller companies which are, you know, trying to raise the prices and then kind of cut the rates to show that they are passing it on. I mean, this kind of thing does happen. But one of the things that the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had said was that members of parliament had told her that they would watch out for this in their constituencies, and if they find this kind of thing happening, they would immediately convey it to the ministry so that action can be taken. And I thought that's something very positive, that, you know, the members of parliament are taking this upon themselves. And I think this highlights the bipartisan nature of this decision, because the GST Council has accepted these proposals which have been made by the group of ministers on this issue in a very wholehearted way, because they also have been feeling for quite some time that there should be some reforms and that there should be some relief to the common man.
Okay. So what are the implications on the health sector? Let's hear from Vidyut Shah, Managing Director, VS International Private Limited.
Jo revised jo structures laaye government ne, they are going to be very, very beneficial to the industry and also to the consuming public, because kafi medicines ke upar unhone, not only they have reduced the duty structures, but they have also made a lot of life-saving drugs into zero duty. So uski wajah se there is going to be a very positive impact, and also it will be a big relief to the consumers. Healthcare costs in India are also going up. I understand that government is taking a lot of efforts, you know, through Ayushman, Bharat scheme, other insurance policies. And I think along with the GST, another thing I would like to say, which is rate to health, is now your health insurance. They have made 0% GST, whereby people will get encouraged also to cover themselves.
Sushma, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that any potential losses from GST rate rationalization were accounted for, and higher consumption would offset such losses. What do you have to say?
I think he's talking about the fact that probably states might face lower revenue connections, or the fears that they have. But I think, again, he's pointed out to the fact that consumption is going to override these factors. And I think the experience of GST that we have had over the last 8 years is that there has been a consistent rise in revenue collections.
I'll just take you back to August 15, when the Prime Minister, from the ramparts of Lal Killa, announced the Diwali bonanza for the people of India. Everyone thought that this is being done to offset the effects of the Trump tariffs. How much do you agree or disagree with it?
Well, first of all, it will help in offsetting the impact of the 50% tariff that is proposed to be levied by the US. Now, first of all, we must be careful in pointing out that we are not sure whether the 50% tariff will be continued or whether it will be withdrawn after the bilateral India-US trade pact is signed. If we do have the impact, which economists are saying could have an impact of at least 40 to 50 basis points on growth, it will certainly be neutralized by the impact of GST reform, because this is also expected to have a similar level of impact on growth. In fact, it would increase growth. But whether it was done in response to the tariffs, not really, because this process had apparently begun a year or two earlier. So this is something, this overhaul could not have been done within just a few weeks or a month. This is something that has probably been going on at least for the year and a half or 2 years, because it takes time to consult with states and hold the relevant meetings. So the timing, however, is a very good one, and it will come at a time when there have been concerns over the impact of these tariffs.
So come September 22, it's going to be a good time for the consumers and also businesses. And on that note, I would like to say thank you, Sushma, for being with us.
Thank you, Rajesh.
You are listening to a discussion on GST reforms 2025, relief, simplification and growth for all. The participants were Sushma Ramachandran, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.